Red flags are going up in Egypt. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When current President El-Sisi took control from the Muslim Brotherhood, Christians were rejoicing. But now, says Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton,
there are some notes of concern that are starting to be sounded.
Here's what's happening. As Sisi's government tries to crack down on corruption and terrorism, they're passing hundreds of new laws restricting basic freedoms. Take the freedom of assembly, for example.
When you start talking about a law against people gathering together in a private home, well, is that going to affect house churches? Obviously, it could. Police could come into that meeting as well. So it certainly is an item that we should put on our prayer list.
Would you pray for wisdom for Egypt's believers? And God's word is the manual of life. I mean, getting it into people's hands is great. But what comes after that? Bibles for China has been building relationships with the Chinese church by helping them with Bibles. But atheism has been dominant for so long that the church has asked for a little more help on how to use it. Wendell Rovenstein says the Bibles for China team will be training up to 200 Christian leaders this fall. Really, it's laying the groundwork for a spiritual legacy.
We're just going and following up after the distribution of Bibles for a day of training individuals to be leaders, know what the Word of God says, understand the Trinity, understand the creation, understand the basic things that we take for granted that everybody knows.
And $5 plants the seed. Get details in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.